Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, "As you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely receive, freely give." And then in Mark, he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. And, we'll bring the men on. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Richard.
And, good to have you with us here on the radio. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings from Oklahoma.
And from here, we've had very good weather here. Been in the 40s. Supposed to have a little snow tonight, but 40s and blue sky and sunshine in December in Laramie is certainly a blessing, and so we're thankful for that. Ralph, I'll turn it over to you. I know we've got some callers, and I'll sure let you know when we get them on the line.
All right, I sure appreciate that. And good evening, everybody. This Hope is Alive, and thank you for tuning in. Pastor, I do believe you had a scripture for us this evening. Is that correct?
Well, yes, this came to me to read just a few minutes before. I just texted to you with seconds remaining before we came on, but the Lord laid this on me, and that's over in Luke 4 and starting in verse 17, where we read in the King James, "And there was delivered unto him," that is Jesus, "the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written," now in red print, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised." And next verse, "Preach the acceptable year of the Lord." In verse 29, he closed the book, he gave it again to the minister, and he sat down, and the eyes of those that were in the synagogue were upon him. And Jesus said this, verse 21, he said, "This day this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." And so as Jesus came, and he came to do all these things, he declared it was fulfilled at this time. and we read over in 1 John 3:8 scripture where the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And of course, it's what Jesus did in Luke 14:18 and all. We are to do as well in his name, and as he was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, we are to do also in his name. And how awesome and amazing commission that you and I, as Christians, are to do this. And we have a big job ahead of us, and to utilize what God has given to us and in our individual gifts, and to go forth. So praise God. Here we go.
Praise God. Praise God. And since those were red-letter words, you can bank on it.
Amen.
You can bank on every word in Scripture, but when Jesus says it, I think he means it.
Amen for that. Well, we had a big weekend here.
We did. Long time no see, huh?
Right.
I was out this weekend in Oklahoma City visiting with Pastor and a few other brothers in Christ, and I had a chance to go Monday night, and he had a full house. He called up the junior varsity to give him a hand, but we all acted and played like we were varsity players, and there was 24, I believe, and
yes.
These 22 of them got set free. If I remember correct, there was a couple that said, no, this isn't for me, and they walked out. But Lord willing, whoever talked to them will have the words to speak to them through the Holy Spirit, and they'll be back.
Well, amen. And you know, a lot of times people bring someone, and we've seen this over the years, a mother will bring a son, or a spouse brings the other spouse, and they really are not wanting to be there. They're really not reaching out. And as the scriptures say, as Jesus said, if you'll seek me, you'll find me. And that's exactly what it takes. The people that are seeking and reaching out and saying, I'm tired of this torment, I'm tired of this harassment, somebody help me. And we can take them by the hand, go through these steps that we've learned to do over these many years, and praise God, we see them get a Jesus overhaul. And so, yes, the ratios are still good, 2 out of 24.
Yeah, and that's the key, too. I mean, there's not a whole lot of times in Scriptures where someone had a deliverance or was healed that wasn't looking for it. There are a few instances where there were some people that were cruelly demon-possessed, and the father or a loved one came up and called out for it. And certainly there will be times that can be delivered as well, too, because we do have all power and authority. But for the most part, in the book, in the Bible, if anybody wanted something, they were searching it.
Yes.
In the book,
and even on healing.
Yes, I remember in the book of Acts where it says can't remember if it was Paul or Peter, perceived who he was talking to, had the faith to be made well.
Yes.
And it takes faith a lot of times as well, too. And certainly those people could be set free, but they're just not ready yet. And then, who knows, the Lord might be having something that needs to be worked out all the way around. Thank God.
Well, and the good news is, Ralph, they heard the good news that there are answers, and while they may not be ready just now, they heard about it, and that's in the back of their minds, so in the future they may be, finally ready and reach out.
The seeds are planted. The seeds are planted,
yes.
And the Holy Spirit does the watering. But I had a fantastic session with the gentleman I was with. This man was ready. There was no and, ifs, or buts about it. I know I told you about it. I wasn't moving fast enough for this guy. and he was speaking. He took them sheets and was speaking himself. And, I mean, he laid it out. He laid it out. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody lay out laid out so much in the soul tie, breaking the ungodly soul ties. And, I mean, he was ready to get rid of some junk. He even kept saying, I am tired of bearing this load. And he was, he looked like a brand new man when he's done. And I really sense that you may see this guy in the future as a deliverance minister, because he was grasping it, took a hold of the reins, and went on, and I was doing everything I could to keep up with him.
I love those cases. So. Praise God. Those are the kind that any minister wants to work with, and it's a pleasure as they reach out. I had the same experience. A woman from New Orleans, and she was reaching out, and it just went by the book. And the fact is, it went so well, she's going to be on the show at 9:35 tonight, telling about her experience.
I recognize that name, and I guessed it might have been her. So praise God.
Yes.
I got the chance to meet her as well.
So that'll be exciting.
That's the great thing, and I will tell you out there, those that are listening, that if you aren't able to get to Oklahoma City, if you aren't able to get with a deliverance minister, or not able to get even through a phone call or Skype, which was Pastor does do both of those, you can go to deliveranceusa.com, and all the information you need is right there. You can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, which you can obtain that from Scriptures for America. I believe we ask a $20 offering, and you can call Richard at 307-742-7582. If he doesn't answer, leave a message, and he will certainly get that out to you. But here's the thing that the Lord showed me Monday night, was this gentleman was ready to be set free. And when he grasped what he had to do, and he took it, I do believe, Pastor, I didn't even need to be there. I was able to discern some things, and we were able to go back. But and obviously taking him through the birth up method really helped in. I could not believe how much this man was sensitive to zoom in on stuff. I remember at one point we were done. I was like, okay, all right, let's move up to high school. And he said, well, I'm not done with junior high. And I mean, he laid it out. And praise God, because I never did get his age, but I'm going to guess he was in his late 20s, early 30s, and he was ready. He was so ready to get rid of it, so ready to be free from the torment, and it was just a pleasure working with him, pleasure watching the Word perform itself, watching him, he grasped that he had the authority, and he was the one doing the casting. I was helping and assisting, and it was just a fantastic thing, so... if you're in a situation where you can't get it, I wanted to get this this testimony out, because this man had zeal, he was ready, and he did what it needed to be done. And
we'll have to follow up and schedule him for the show.
Yes, we will. I'll get it. I'll try to get a call to him sometime the next day or two, and see if we can't get that, Pastor. So
praise God.
Yeah.
Well, there was. People from Kansas, no, Topeka, Kansas, and of course the Scriptures for America. There was six or seven of you guys that came to Oklahoma City, and including two from Alaska. You know, it was a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Monday night. You could just feel the anointing there and the excitement of reaching out for freedom and healing.
Yes, it was. It was a great weekend. Well, Pastor, we have our first caller, Karen. Thank you for calling this evening.
Well, thank you. Glad to be on.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Hi, Karen, and thank you for calling in from Western Oklahoma. And I'm excited for you to share.
Okay. You just let me know when.
Well, right now, just kind of give some history on yourself, if you would.
Okay.
And then, how you learned when you were born again, learned about deliverance, and any experiences that you'd like to share.
Okay.
Just go right ahead.
Well, I was born again in a supernatural experience in December 26, 1986, with a divine visitation that lasted 3 hours. And God visited me, and I crossed over the abyss with him with great faith, pressing in, and my life's never been the same since. I was suicidal and depressed, and God set me free then, and then to only enjoy the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then I was ordained in 1995 and have tried to minister and to follow Christ with all my heart, but there were certain obstacles in the way that had to be uprooted. And that's when God, when I prayed and God led me to Dr. Cox's ministry in Oklahoma City, pastor's wife, Debbie Priest, said she had been there and she was so impressed with the anointing and the presence of God and the people that were trained there to, I should go there to experience God's presence. So I did. I even made a personal appointment with Dr. Cox that lasted 4 hours. That was an incredible, incredible deliverance time.
Why don't you go ahead and share, if you're comfortable, with some of the problems that were going on and what went on in our ministry session.
Well, I had been through a lot of healing and inner healing, and been to some other specialists because I had been programmed, and SRA, I'm an SRA victim, and walking victorious from the multiple traumas of that. And I also had experienced mind control programming from the time I was 2. And so I have had a formidable challenge to uproot the pain and the trauma from my soul. And as I followed and obeyed God, he led me to Dr. Cox's revelation of a head demon. And I was advised to go to him that he could clean up and cleanse through the power of God anything that would remain. And so when I went to his ministry, it lasted 4 hours. We had a private session, and it was an amazing experience because the huge angels that accompanied him in the ministry session had huge swords, and the demonic presence in my life bowed to those powers of God and left me, and I've never been the same since.
Karen, how do you know the angels were there?
I have a seer gift. I have been able to see into the spirit for many years, and so that was one of the most blessed experiences, to see something like that that's so heavenly here to support his ministry, because he's been so obedient to God. I just was in awe of the power of God that was assigned to someone who's been so faithful to do the will of the Lord in the supernatural works of Jesus Christ.
And of course, that's a lesson for all of us. The angels will back us, according to Hebrews 1:14, where the angels, God's angels, are to be of service to the heirs of salvation. Of course, that's us. And so we can call on the angels directly, which our ministers do. We use them constantly. And I can tell you what, it sure intimidates the demons real quick. A lot of, probably, I don't remember the details of our session now, Karen, but more than likely, the head demon could see the angels around us and was pretty intimidated.
Oh, absolutely. And he, you masterfully had him express how many lies he had told me, and kept me in bondage for most of my life in my mind, that I was unloved and unwanted, a failure, and unlovely and hated, and hated by all. And he had such pride in the fact that he had me blocked with those lies. And then once he left, the gifts that were revealed that he was blocking, that God had blessed me with, were amazing. And I'll never forget the session. It was a life-changing session for me.
And you know those lies, Karen, I believe those lies are on every Christian. And they're trying the enemy does that. They have a way of pushing these thoughts into our heads, and where some people think it's God speaking to them. That's why it's so important to get hold of that 1 John 4, where we can interrogate a voice as to see which side it's on. That scripture says if there's a spirit and you're not sure about it, that you can say to it, "Will you confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh?" And the spirit will say yes or no. That way you'll know who's speaking. But a lot of people have been deceived. Many, many, many Christians have been deceived. They think it's God speaking to them. You know how people sometimes will say, "Well, God told me this, God told me that."
Yes,
they never
yes.
did. They never did interrogate to find out who was talking. You know,
test the spirits and know that they, who they are representing. Yes,
right.
Very true. I also love the website that you have, where you can do personal ministry, and in preparation for even deeper ministry, where you can literally, in your convenience of your own home, you can sit here under a powerful anointing coming off of you, and literally pray, standing on that scripture of Luke 10:19, that behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And memorizing that and watching the enemy back off. The other day I went through this again with you on the web, and it was just an incredible experience. I'm always amazed at what we pick up as we travel along the road. I've been to 30 countries, and some of them are very, very evil countries, and you know that the enemy doesn't like you bringing the light of Christ into those countries. And but I know that God has set me free to stand by the blood of Jesus Christ to press on through.
And that passage you quoted there, that Luke 10:19, Karen, that we hang our hat on that a lot here at Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. And if a person will really let that passage, that's the passage where in Jesus' name we have all power over the enemy, the demonic. And then there's a promise right behind that, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Well, it's really interesting. If we will memorize that scripture and speak it out loud a lot, the scripture is actually going forth to perform itself as we speak it.
Good.
It is hitting the enemy. I use it. I quote Luke 10:19 several times in a ministry session. I'm sure I did it many times in your session.
Mm-hmm.
And on occasion, I've seen in manifestations, the demon actually takes a person's hands up over their ears, not wanting to hear what's being said. Well, I'm quoting Luke 10:19. it's hurting them right there. Well, how many of us want to hurt the demons? Well, certainly all of us. So it's a power scripture that we see perform itself as we speak it out. Now, you do have to buy it as a truth. You know, people can accept scriptures or they cannot accept them. But I bought that Luke 10:19 really 39 years ago now, and it became part of me to where I speak it a lot, knowing that it performs itself. And, of course, with God's angels to back us, we can call on them at any time, just as we did in your session, and they will even punish the demons. Did we have to punish...
Yes.
Yes. With the angel.
Some of them were quite stubborn. You just asked the angels to take their swords and poke the enemy, and he didn't like it, but he left.
They hit
demons.
It was
fascinating.
Yeah. Often, in fact, in the head demon technique, when the demon becomes belligerent, or it's not going or not performing whatever we're commanding it to do. And as the angels, usually I start out having that warring angel jab the head demon three hard times, And often you'll see the person sitting there in a chair in the manifestation actually jerking three times. Well,
mm-hmm.
it's the manifestation that's doing it, but you can see it physically where the person is moving. And we have the head demon point out the meanest looking angel? Do you remember
when
we do that?
Yes,
you put your hand.
Yes, it was. Now, you kept those notes, so I don't have those notes, but I know that there was a structure and that you very methodically went through that, and so that you were not moved at all by his tricks or his deception. You made sure that he knew that you knew the truth. And I think that was comforting to me. And another thing that I loved was coming there on Monday nights to your ministry at 5:30, where there was such a powerful team, well-trained team, and you felt very secure and very good that God was in that, and that it was God-led. And as I was ministered there corporately and personally, you had some wonderful resources and some excellent material that anybody could take home with them, and that was good, especially on yoga. There's a lot of people being drawn in by yoga, so I thought that was a very good CD that you had.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jim Waldrop in our ministry did that. He studied it extensively, and so we had him do a CD and DVD on the dangers of yoga for Christians and how it's a door opener for spirits to come in. Well, I usually give the yellow tablet sheet to the person. Did somehow I not ever give it to you when you were there about the head demon notes and the line?
I don't think so. I don't know that I may have had a little bit of it, but I have so many papers I may have misplaced it. Something else I love that you have is the 9 R's to freedom. I think that if we come there to your ministry or receive ministry from you, and that we're still ultimately responsible for maintaining that freedom.
Amen.
In Christ.
And you know, getting free is one thing and staying free is another. So there are some steps that we teach so that you can maintain your freedom. It's not a quick, it can be quick with some people, but most people, they've opened so many doors through the years, and there's been generational curses on them. It's somewhat involved, but we can do it in one evening, and it's amazing that many people can get a Jesus overhaul. They could have gone out to dinner. I mean, in the same amount of time they might have gone out to dinner and to a movie, they can get a Jesus overhaul in an evening. And then, of course, some need, they're more complicated than others, and they need more ministry. We have all that go on. Well, Karen, you probably, you would obviously make a good team leader at Deliverance Ministries. Have you thought about going through our training and helping us here? I know you live, 100 miles from here or so?
Yeah, just about 100 miles, but I think I could, I've really been praying about it, and I really want to do it. I really feel like I could be effective there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and particularly with your background, what you've gone through, Karen, you would have a particular insight and compassion that would make for a wonderful minister.
Well, thank you. I know that God is, by His grace, has been with me, and I've been pursuing deliverance and inner healing. I'm a strong believer. He gave me Luke 4:18 many years ago, and when He came to set the captives free, I thought, well, I've never heard that before in a church. What is that? And when I started pursuing it, and I knew God was really leading me into a calling on my life. And not only did I get free, but I have personally helped other people get free out here in western Oklahoma. And God's grace is, yes.
Interesting that you quoted Luke 4:18. I felt led to start the program this evening with quoting that and how Jesus has come to preach deliverance and ministering to the brokenhearted and setting at liberty those who are bruised and healing of the sick and so on. And here you mentioned that scripture yourself. What's interesting to me, he said he fulfilled it, we are to fulfill it also, since he was manifest to destroy the works of the devil.
Amen.
In 1 John 3:8, since we are to do the same works in his name. It's an amazing thing to get hold of, and we can speak directly to the situations. Our God, our Jesus, has given us the power of attorney in his name to speak directly, and we have this ALL power to do it with. So it's fascinating and very amazing and fulfilling that we as normal Christians can do this kind of works in his name. Well,
yes.
Pastor, it seems to me that's a double witness that the Lord wanted everyone or someone out there to remember that scripture.
Yeah.
Luke 4:18.
Yeah.
You got prompted right. You got prompted right before we got on, and here she is. She brought it. So that to me is a double witness.
Yeah. Well, I just finished a book called Light and Glory, Shine, and it's my testimony of God's grace, leading me through deliverance and healing, and to trust God. He delivered the Israelites. He would deliver us. He delivered us through Christ, the blood of Christ. And I just try to capture the last 25 years of my life of following the Lord and really confronting some pretty dark things in my generational curses and different things as God set me free. And so I wanted people to have the testimony of what he has done for me. There's always hope in Christ Jesus.
Well, absolutely, and there's nothing like a testimony for the reality of what we're talking about to soak in. You know, people preach and they have doctrines here and there and all, but when you hear people talk about what they experienced and how their life has changed, that really sinks in. And it's wonderful that you shared that with us today. You've come a long ways with the background that you have there, Karen.
Well, thank you. God, I've been told that I was an overcomer and a survivor, and not too many people have the courage to fight the good fight of faith, to press through to the heavenly calling and the glory of the Lord. And I don't know why he chose me, but he did. And he's been with me.
Well,
and
he's chosen all of us. He chose you, but he's chosen all believers in Mark 16:17 to do these things and to minister to the others.
Amen. Amen.
Well, in our last few seconds that we have here, Karen, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, I just know that God is there if we will only obey, if we only have our ears tuned to his heavenly voice and his calling to really face the darkness and let his light shine, that he is a true shepherd, and he does bring restoration to your soul. And if you'll just trust him, and he does love us through it. It's not like we have to experience the deep, dark pain of the past. And he gave me a couple of phrases, park at the ark, and the pain drives your train, and some other things. So I thought, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? And he said, my word is like a diamond. It shines back, and I want to make you like a diamond shining back to me. And, you know, he just spoke to me so clearly. So I trusted him to take me through some of the dark valleys, and he was always there with a hand outreached of incredible agape love, this incredible love of God and to encourage me to press on through the into the breakthrough. And I think it's so easy to give up. You know, it's so easy to say, I'm tired, I don't want to do it anymore. But I've had God just always put people in my path who've said, no, don't ever give up. Just keep pressing on to the high calling that is in Christ Jesus.
That's just a fantastic testimony. Karen, I really appreciate it. And thank you for joining us this evening.
All right.
Thanks so much, Karen. God
all
bless
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
I said the wrong name. The other one is who I meant to say we got coming on. Janine, are you there?
Yes, this is Janine. How are y'all?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. I was trying to thank you when you weren't even talking. Apologies, Karen.
<I heard.
laughs> Thank you for joining us this evening.
Yes, welcome, Janine, from New Orleans there.
Thank you so much.
It's great having you. So glad you came up to Oklahoma City. And if you could go ahead and share some history on yourself and when you were born again, and then how you first learned about deliverance, and then even talk about the experience we had last night, and then also how Kyle had ministered to you previously. And so just go ahead and share.
Yes, well, I want to say all the glory goes to God, and y'all have a beautiful, the deliverance ministry is a beautiful ministry in Oklahoma City, and I just thank you. And when I was born again, there wasn't really a specific date. I grew up in the church, and I've given my life over to Lord Jesus Christ many a time, and he's always been there, and I had a wonderful aunt that taught me to draw into him, and he will draw into you. So I want to share a little bit about myself. I've been sick since about 1998 with suicidal depression, anxiety, physical symptoms that reminds me a lot of what when I read about Job. I had pain, inflammation almost in every organ, brain fog to the point I couldn't think, fatigue where I could barely move. I was bedridden, didn't think I was going to get out of the bed. I had to quit work. I became allergic to almost every food, could only eat 4 foods for about 2 years. I would go into allergic reaction at the drop of a hat. And it was pretty much, I thought sometimes, am I living in hell? But I knew the Lord always drew me to him, and he always showed me what to do. And in 2005, God sent me on a healing journey, and part of deliverance ministry was part of that healing journey. And 2 nights ago, I got delivered, and it was one of the best experiences, and I learned so much in that one night that I hadn't even learned in all the years that I went to church. I found deliverance through my fiancé, Kyle. And he went, and I was like, what? Deliverance? I've never heard of this. This wasn't in my church. You know, I've grown up in the church. What is this? And I was like, how can this be biblical? And I started asking him more questions, and he said, you know, read Luke 10:19. And I learned that we have the power over the devil, that Jesus gave us that power, that we can cast out demons. And so Kyle delivered me, and that was a really cool experience. I got rid of a lot of demons, a lot of the torment those demons and they caused. And Pastor Everett, you asked me something the other night, and you said, how much power do you have to cast out these demons? And I kind of, you stumped me on that one. And you were like, you have all the power. And that was really a defining moment. That was really powerful to know that anytime, any day, at any moment, I have the power to cast out those demons. And just knowing that was just a comfort. And the more demons that I got out, the lighter I felt, the better I felt. And when Kyle did it, I was a little uncomfortable, but that I'm one that have always been open-minded, and it's been one of the best experiences in the Christian church that is just growing me more up in the Lord. And to know it was right there in the Bible, and that I want to get that message out there. I want people to know and have what I got 2 nights ago. And it's something else that Deliverance Ministries, when I was there, stressed was forgiveness and how you've got to forgive. And no matter how you feel emotionally, it's a choice to forgive. It's a choice. And I had so many people when I was sick, they ridiculed me. They called me names. They were nasty to me. They shunned me. They never asked me, you know, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Is there anything I can do for you? What's going on? You know, it was just, I was crazy, and I just came and, you know, made up all this, you know, like I wanted to be sick. But the Lord took me on this journey to make me who I am in Him, and to give all the glory to Him. And Deliverance Ministry showed me, hey, you're healing. And what it showed me is you're going to be 100%. I am 100%. And I'm 100% in the Lord. And we have that power. And I had somebody that question. They were like, well, no, you can't have, you know, demons in you. And I started digging deeper, and I started looking, and I was like, okay, we have the Holy Spirit in our spirit, but we still have our soul, and we still have our body that those tormentors can attack. And it made perfect sense. And so now I am just so relieved. I don't have the guilt I used to have. I don't have the fear I used to have. I don't feel like I have to control others. I don't feel like I have to control everything that goes on throughout my day. I'm liberated and I'm free, and I don't have hate for those people that hate me. I don't have people that spoke ill will of me, that were just nasty for no reason and judged me for no reason. And for that, it's just liberating, and it was a blessing 2 nights ago. And let me tell you, when I went in there, I mean, I wasn't really excited. I mean, I told Kyle, I was like, you know, I'm here, and I'm glad I'm here. But I was like, you know, I guess I was anxious. And then when Brother Jack got up to speak, and Brother Jim, and then I saw all of those ministers come in there, it was one of the greatest moments of a Christian. It was one of the greatest moments as a Christian.
Praise God.
Yes.
Well, back when we were into your ministry session, you had had a deliverance with Kyle, and that had been very helpful and effective. I think something that's interesting to note was I think you were able to hear the head demon when it was up speaking through you. It was actually two head demons. But do you remember, when that head demon had just recently come in, Kyle was able to cast out a lot of spirits, as it said,
yes,
those were gone, and these came in anew. And they were there, by all of them, by satanic assignment. They had not come through doors. They were coming from Satan's war room on assignment to block all those God-given gifts, which you have a whole bunch. And the demon had disclosed those gifts. We wrote them down on a yellow tablet. And the fact is, Janine, I ran out of room. I kept going higher and higher on the side of the yellow tablet, writing all those gifts down. Practically filled the page up with the gifts. Well, those assignment demons were there, of course, to block those God-given gifts. And that's a common thing with Christians all over. So I thought that was interesting to note. Were you able to hear the demon say that?
Yes, yes. Some of the things I do remember, and some of them that I don't, but I'm so glad I have that piece of paper. And you were like, you think, okay, what demons are in me? And you get quiet into the board, and you tell those demons to come out, and they come out. And it's not hogwash. It's not, it's real.
Yes, we package them up at the end and cast them out as a package. And were you able to feel them go or anything?
Yes. I when Kyle delivered me the first time, I couldn't stop yawning. And I was like, what's going on? I couldn't stop yawning. And then when you delivered me, I belched one time, and then I could just feel the relief in my stomach and in my chest. And I could feel them go. And the more it was, my body got lighter, my spirit got lighter. And I mean, like the Holy Spirit could shine brighter within me.
Yes. And that's exactly what happens with people. Those spirits, and there's usually a good 36 with most people in their typical deliverance. That one disclosed there was roughly 10 under each of the co-head demons. And so they're all there to block those God-given gifts and to hinder you and to block your trust and to hinder in every area of your life, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, even financially.
Absolutely.
That's their mission. To block a Christian's life so that we're not living life abundant and we're not sharing Jesus. We're so bound up with the stuff, with the demons, that's present all over the Christian body today. So many are never reaching out to their destinies. They're not using their gifts because these demons are blocking them.
I feel like you know, your bathtub gets clogged up and it just gets gunky and it just won't drain. I feel like I've just been roto-rooted and like Drano's been poured down me, and like the Lord can just work through me now, and He can shine through me, and it's got a fire in me that I've never had before.
Hallelujah. Well,
that's why
Jesus commanded believers in Mark 16:17 to cast demons out, because it would be an extremely rare Christian that does not have their several dozen worth if they've never had ministry. And that may sound, and that's conservative, we find, but most everybody, unfair as it is, has the generational spirits coming right through at birth. And due to the sins, the iniquities of forefathers, and other curses right out of the Bible, come down the lines, and ancestors that have been into witchcraft and all that stuff, and it'll come down many, many, many generations. And right, unfair as it is, right through at birth.
Those generational curses, you know, I was like, what are you talking about, you know? And I was like, generational curses, and let me tell you, they're real. And when you finally identify them, and some you might not, but when you identify them and they pop up and they start, they're real.
Yes. Yeah, the door closing prayer that we take people through initially there, that takes about 15 or 20 minutes of people repeating, and it's closing the doors that the demons typically have come through to torment Christians. And it has to do with a lot of repenting and a lot of breaking of possible curses. And that we've tweaked that prayer now 39 years, and it does a pretty decent job of preparing the person for effective and easier ministry. In the early years, we didn't know to try to close any doors, so we had heavy manifestations like you see in the movies and all that, and you know, a guy quickly gets tired of that. You just assume you get the job done and go home, you know, early.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. And you know what else helped me was I'd read a couple years back, Romans 12:2 about renewing your mind really stood out to me. And it's like when I came to deliverance, I, like, now I have these tools to be able to renew my mind on a daily basis, and, you know, and really just basic tools that were there. And I mean, I kind of feel silly as a Christian woman that I didn't know about these tools. But you know what? I'm not going to look back. I'm looking forward. And I just want to thank y'all. And I want to, I know there's people out there listening. And if you can go to deliverance in Oklahoma City, even if you, like, you're resistant to it, just save your money up. Get in the car and go. And don't look back. It's free. It's life changing. And if anything else I can say that I wish somebody had, like, really stressed to me is to read your Bible daily and pray and draw unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you, and command the devil and his tormentors, like it says in Luke 10:19, and keep asking God to show you what to do, and He will. And He'll show you His will for your life, and what He put you on this earth to do. And deliverance, man,
yes,
it just unclogs those pipes.
Well, that's right. And again, that's for all believers. It's not a special gift. It's just normal Christianity. Well, you know, in your ministry session, Janine, a couple other things were exciting that happened. You had a short leg adjust.
Oh, my gosh.
How about sharing
Let me
that?
Tell you. Yeah, Pastor Everett picked up my legs and was like, you know, your left is shorter than your right. I'm going, okay. Well, I always knew I kind of walked, kind of like I felt like I had something, but I said, no, I didn't know that. And as an RN, you know, you're telling me, well, your leg, it can adjust. I'm going, okay, you know, whatever. You know, I'm kind of disbelief right now, but open-minded. And then all of a sudden, I felt it. When you were praying, I felt it move. And when you did my arms, like, you know, you said, okay, do it together for an average to see if, you know, which arm is longer than the other. And then I felt that adjust. I mean, it was like, oh, wow.
Yes, and in this kind of ministry, as you have seen, Janine, we're not praying as such. We're commanding. We're using
That's
the
true.
Power that we've been given in Jesus' name and speaking directly to the situations. And I was commanding when I saw you, I think it was your left leg, was about half to maybe 5/8 inches short. And I was commanding in Jesus' name to adjust in Jesus' name. And any pain, go. And it came right on out, and you apparently even felt it. So
yes,
a lot
it
of
did.
Few people do feel it happen. And I've
that
had 39
amazing.
Years of those, and it blows me away every time that you and I, as Christians, we can speak in His name and see that power go out as we command it and watch it happen.
Yeah.
And did you have some pain in your back?
Yes, and that it was like tingly. Yeah, when you put your hands on my neck and you commanded the pain to go, every cell to be renewed, it tingled, it popped, and it was amazing. It's amazing. And like
Great
you said, uh-huh. like I have to get out of that habit of saying praying, and instead of, like it says in Luke 10:19, command, that, you know, God gave us all the power over the enemy.
To speak in His name. And one other thing happened quickly. You received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. How about that?
Yes, I'd done it in private, but I'd never done it out loud in public. And it was like, I kind of told the Lord, you know, what do I do about this? I'm embarrassed to do it in front of anybody. And I shouldn't. I shouldn't be embarrassed to raise my hands in front of anybody and pray. I shouldn't, you know, and just to speak out loud, and my prayer language was just, it was another way to edify the Lord, and that is so refreshing.
Praise God. And of course, with the Holy Spirit in His fullness, as you pray in tongues, there's many things that take place. We have a handout on that in the scriptures to go with it. Well, thank you so much for sharing tonight, Karen. You've been a blessing, and I, any listener that's heard your testimony has to be excited right along with you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because I was a skeptic,
Jesus,
and I'm not
overhaul.
Anymore. A Jesus overhaul.
Amen.
Is totally right. Amen.
Thank you so much
for you and what your ministry does.
Thank you so much, Karen. You're a blessing.
God bless.
Thank you. Night-night.
Bye-bye.
We got our names wrong tonight, Pastor. You did what I did. You called her Karen. It was Janine.
Oh, did I do that again?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
God.
All right.
Oh,
she,
well.
She knew.
She knew
what,
who
what
we were talking
great
to.
Testimonies. What a great
oh,
couple
yeah.
of testimonies. So, you know what I really liked about her testimony was talking about how... In an instant, she was able to stop hating and forgiving all those people that had either teased her or criticized
yeah.
her when she was sick. And, you know, once you've gone through the deliverance process, and especially going through the breaking of ungodly soul ties, I know in the training, if you remember, I brought this up about how important it is to give a testimony, how I helped somebody set free just by handing them that sheet. A married couple, but once you go through it and you get to that point where you're able to forgive, you don't have such a condemning spirit on people that speak to you and talk to you, because you start realizing, you know, they're probably dealing with all those things I was dealing with.
Yes.
And it,
yes.
it kind of makes you look at some people in a different light and helps you understand them. Doesn't always mean that, you know, doesn't excuse what they do. But it helps you understand them and not be
yes.
bitter towards it.
You can see they're demonized. They've got their share of demons, and they're doing
yes.
weird stuff accordingly. And
yes.
it is a little easier to forgive when you realize they're no doubt under that influence.
It is. And just great, great testimony this evening. And I believe we're just about out of time. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Again, that's deliveranceusa.com. Or doing the supernatural works of Jesus. Good evening, and have a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place. A perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like every breath of hope has died. September.